You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. Thanks for tuning in. I'm joined by Jeffrey Flanagan as we talk about the American League All-Star Team, otherwise known as the Royals. And same deal as last week, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
I said, don't forget Mike Trout. You know, we're going to add
Mike Trout.
Him to the team.
You got to throw him in there. The Royals need to make a trade for Mike Trout. It's the same deal as last week, Jeffrey. As we record this, we're actually close to the actual announcement as far as what the balloting has done. But last week, I kind of went into last week thinking, well, this is going to go one of the two ways. This is either going to be a major correction. You know, fans of other teams are really going to step up because of all the publicity the Royals were getting going into last week even. Or it's going to get even crazier, and it got even crazier with Omar Infante taking the lead at second base, and of course Alex Rios was even knocking on the door in the outfield. I would not be surprised, honest to God, if Royals fans stepped up again this week. We'll see. Just that market has really penetrated this thing in a big way. It's just been awesome to see. Frankly, I know the Royals are getting a lot of slack for it, and a lot of people are having a laugh about this, but I think it's great, the passion. And you see a real chip on the shoulder of the fan base, too. I tried to write a column kind of down the middle, just, all right, here are the guys who probably should be All-Stars statistically right now. And I only had two Royals on there, kind of a toss-up at catcher with Sal Perez and Russell Martin. And then in the outfield, I guess you can go Kane or Gordon. I wouldn't go with both of the three spots, but both those guys in the three spots, but I went with Gordon. And a lot of people gave me flack for that. They said, holding it against them, that they're from a small market and all this stuff. But I don't know, Jeffrey, what's your overall take? Obviously, Ned Yost has been hammering the point home. If you don't like it, vote, and he's very much right about that. I don't know if this will lead to changes in the system down the road, but how much are the Royals enjoying this moment?
I think they're enjoying it a lot, and Ned's right. I mean, it's not like the rest of the league is restricted in voting. And also, too, another point, maybe, I mean, most people vote All-Star games based on offensive numbers, and the Royals' strength is really their defense, and that's half of the game, too. It's not just, you know, fantasy baseball. So, you know, you look at some of the matchups, you're talking about who deserves to go where and where, and hopefully everyone's kind of thinking about how good these guys are defensively, too, like Escobar and Sal. Even Moose is having a great defensive year, and that obviously goes for a gold glover like Alex Gordon and Kane in center field. So there's more than that to the equation, too, that you have to consider defense. And, I don't know if it's going to get corrected in terms of the voting, but I know that the Detroit market obviously had jumped on because they were closing the gap under Hosmer at first. And even Hos told me, too, he goes, it's kind of silly to think of an All-Star game that doesn't have Miguel Cabrera starting. But then again, he's not going to turn it down because neither will Omar Infante, who I wrote a story last week that Omar is going to benefit with $500,000 if he makes the All-Star game over the next 2 years. And most of them have your standard $50,000 All-Star bonuses in them. Sal is a little bit greater. He's got some escalators that go down his contract later on if he makes the All-Star team here. So it'll cost the Royals in ownership, David Glass, about a little over $1 million if all these guys make the team, but I'm sure it's $1 million they're willing to pay.
Yeah, it's a good investment. The point I was trying to make earlier is some Royals fans are saying, well, if this was the Yankees or a big market club that had eight guys voted in, would there be this uproar? And I would say, yeah, actually, there would be. If you got eight of the nine, that's pretty jarring, and it's going to force people to take a second look. But you're right about the defense. It's a thing we do have a hard time quantifying in this game. And they do stack up well there, of course. And I guess the one saving grace with Infante, if he is voted in, is at least he's been good defensively. He's played good defense for them.
He really does. I mean, I think this is the best I have seen Omar defensively in the short time I've been watching day-to-day, but maybe throughout his career. He's healthy again. His arm strength is terrific. Outside of Robinson Cano, I don't know anybody who turns a double play faster. He's got that flip that just is amazing. And he made a bunch of great plays on Saturday night in a win. And actually, he's starting to hit the ball. I think he's 11 for his last 26, so his average is creeping up there a little bit. You know, it's not nearly in the neighborhood of Altuve or Kins or anyone like that, but, you know, I think he's hoping his numbers will get up there, so it's not a total embarrassment when those numbers flash up on the screen in Cincinnati on national TV. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, they're pretty excited about it. It'd be kind of funny. They were even talking about wearing their baby blues in the All-Star game, which is kind of a unique uniform that they brought back from the 70s and 80s and wheel out on Sundays once in a while. But to have all eight of those flashing on that Tuesday, July 14th would be hilarious.
It would. And then there'll probably be an outcry and an uproar about this, but you wouldn't blame Ned Yost if he added a ninth. Even if they got eight guys voted in, he'd have a great case to add a ninth in Wade Davis, at least.
Well, at least. And Chris Young has been phenomenal until yesterday.
Yeah.
He had a 1.98 ERA, and not only is it an all-star, but, I mean, there were some whispers about, hey, if this guy continues this, why not Cy Young? I mean, he was just mowing hitters down. He had two straight shutouts, and then he got lit up yesterday. But he's the type of guy that bounces back pretty fast, and we'll see what his numbers look like in 2 or 3 weeks, you know. And, yeah, Wade Davis is giving up one run this year, so how do you not put him on the all-star team? And like I said, if Chris Young's numbers continue to be good. I mean, you could, you know, have 10 guys from the Royals on the team. So, yeah, there will be even more outcries. But what does Ned do? Does he stiff a couple of his own players just because of the fan voting and he doesn't want to, you know, seem like he's piling on here? But he's got to make the right decisions as a manager because this game doesn't matter. And those two guys are two of the best pitchers in the American League right now.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the point I come back to with all this is I've covered some dog days in Kansas City back in the day, some, you know, September games in an empty ballpark there, and it's just great to see this fan base reinvigorated and really just forcing attention on this process. And I think probably the quickest, easiest, most sensible fix moving forward for the league, if they were to do anything, would be maybe limit the number of players from one team that can start. But, you know, for now, the fans have their say, and they're making their say in a big way in the Kansas City area. As far as how things are going with the club itself, Jeffrey, it seems like every week we're talking about some alteration in the rotation. This week it's Danny Duffy's return, and he'll replace Yordano Ventura, who goes on the DL with the ulnar nerve inflammation. If you could talk about those moves. And starting with Ventura, the numbness in the hand that he's felt, how worrisome is that as we move forward?
It's getting more worrisome because, I mean, they thought for sure he was going to make the start last Friday, and then he did a cider a couple of days before. It was still there, and they haven't been able to knock that inflammation out from his ulnar nerve. And with Yordano, it's been something different, you know, some little injury, you know, throughout the season here, or it's been a temper tantrum or something. I mean, he's not been able to perform as an ace, and that's been an issue. And you mentioned Danny Duffy coming back. He's being rushed back, actually. They wanted him to stay in the minors and work his pitch count up to 100 or so, and he's only at 60 right now, but they're running out of bodies right now. Joe Blanton's making his second emergency start tonight. So they're rushing Duffy back because of the bad outing they got from Pino, who was called up to make an emergency start on Friday, and he wasn't any good that day. So they couldn't afford, they didn't think, to – you know, throw him out there again, and there weren't any other options. All the options are right now, right here with the team. So you've got Vargy on the DL, you've got Ventura, and Duffy all were on the DL at the same time. Duffy will get activated for Wednesday's start. We'll just have to see how that goes because he says he's ready, but they wanted him down in the minors at least another week and a half. So I found it kind of interesting that they rushed him back just because they aren't confident with some of their fill-ins right now, and they need Danny to step up and probably try to get to build up to 75 or 80 pitches. With him, you never know if that's going to just be three innings of work or what, because he's a high pitch count guy. So they're hoping to get at least five out of him and not use up the bullpen. So it's been a battle for them all season to piece together the rotation. It's been a struggle, and yet they're sitting here 12 games over 500 and leading the Central by 3.5. So it's not all bad.
Not all bad at all. And you mentioned Blanton, and again, as we record this on Monday afternoon before his second start with the club, he's coming off that first start where he got his first win in 2 years. And 2 years ago in Anaheim, had a really rough go, if I remember right, in the ERA around six or so. What have they thought of the way he's thrown the ball, obviously first in the bullpen and now in the rotation?
Well, they noticed right away in spring training that he came in probably in his best shape that he's been in, maybe in his career. He's always been a guy who pitched at a little heavier weight than most players do, but he came in and he looked great. You know, Dave Island, pitching coach, has been working on him a little bit more downhill playing, which he does with all his pitchers, and it's really been effective. He's been commanding all his pitches, and Ned likes to say, this is a guy that doesn't go up there and throw and guess. He knows exactly what he's going to do with every single pitch, you know, like most veterans do, and he's been very, very effective out of the bullpen. Came in, now, granted, it was against a really poor Milwaukee team, or Milwaukee team was playing poor at the time, and beat them last Wednesday, and that's been a great addition again by Dayton Moore to go out and find these guys, these reclamation projects, and we mentioned Chris Young and now Blanton, you know, Ryan Madsen, Franklin Morales. These guys have just been terrific help to this team that's been struggling with injuries. So, you might see Joe Blanton in the rotation for a little bit while longer, though, as there's no indication that Vargas is going to be back anytime soon, too, or Ventura. So they're really leading on veterans like Joe.
Well, maybe Joe can have a good couple weeks and pitch himself onto the All-Star roster just like everybody else.
There you go. If nothing else, pitching himself onto another team, you know.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't have any options left, and eventually when these guys come off the DL, someone's going to have to go, and it'd be a nice trade chip to have for Dayton down the road. So.
Yeah, absolutely. They might have some strength in numbers in that rotation before long. All right. I want to thank Jeffrey Flanagan for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. Keep those votes. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.